Hallelujah. Pastor Cricket asked me to minister to you tonight, and we have been excited about it, you know, and we just thank God. It's always a great opportunity to come and worship here and to be a part of what you're doing here in El Dorado. Hallelujah. Them and I, we before this church was birthed, we was talking about it on the way here. We was coming to El Dorado and doing prayer meetings here, you know, before this church came about. And so we thank God that someone went and paved the way and broke the ground and pioneered the way for a church, a Victory Church, to be here. And Sister Gracie, she's a vital part of this breaking ground that the Lord has done here. And so we just like that in Pine Bluff, it's a lady, precious dear sister, and that saw us on TV. And she prayed for Victory Pine Bluff. And as a result, Camden Victory went to Pine Bluff. And that's how the Pine Bluff got started, you know. And so she attend every service. She doesn't miss, I tell you. And we just love her to death. I mean, not to death, but we just love her so much. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just can't thank God enough for the ministry here in El Dorado and the Pine Bluff ministry. And also, you know, the Camden ministry is very, very powerful. You know, all these churches are going to stem from that base there in Camden. And so we're just glad and happy to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. I want to minister a word to you tonight. This word I want to minister to you tonight came by praying last Saturday. We was in a prayer meeting there in the Camden Church. And we were praying, and when we had got done, I saw in a vision a golden key, you know, floating in the air. And in fact, everything was in midair. And so I saw this golden door in the air, in the heavens. And it was like a light was illuminating out of that door. I mean, that's what it was. I know it was the glory of God. If you can get a picture of what I'm saying, the way I saw it, you know, this golden key. And it was the old-timey keys, you know, like the skeleton keys, you know. And it was big and long and everything. And so that key was there in midair. And so, and the door was golden, and the trimming on it was trimmed in gold, and the where the key go in at was gold. The doorknob was golden. Everything was gold. And you know, and the Lord was saying to me in that vision there, I saw in prayer, that if we have those keys through prayer. And I want to minister a message tonight, the praying church. Hallelujah. You know, I on my way here tonight, we heard a message tonight. Well, it was a song, it was an inspirational song. It was talking about a praying church. Hallelujah. And see, we don't value the things that we do through prayer. You know, we don't realize, we don't know and don't expect God to move, you know, when we pray. But he does. He moves for us and on our behalf. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to Acts, the 12th chapter, and beginning at the 13th verse. And it says, "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda," Acts 12 and 13, "came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice because of her gladness, She did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is he. It is his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Hallelujah. They were astonished. Prayer was knocking at the door. Hallelujah. That's what prayer was doing. Prayer was knocking at the door. The answer to their prayer was knocking at the door. Hallelujah. You know, prayer is powerful. E.M. Bounds said, "Prayer is so powerful, there is nothing moves the hand of God faster than a child of God on their knees." Amen. Hallelujah. And you see, the church is the one that's going to pray and bring about change. Amen. We know the story before we read about the answer to prayer, how Peter was preaching and ministering, and they put him in prison and they kept him there. But the church job is to pray. If prayer is so important that it's in the Old Testament said, "This house shall be called what? A house of prayer." Hallelujah. It's not a house, even though it is a house of preaching, and not a house of worship, even though it is, but it's a house of prayer. Because you can see the love of the Father in the house of God to meet his children's need. Hallelujah. Because they know that you come to the house, you have something that you need all the time. Everyone have a need in their life. And when you come to this house, the Lord is saying it's going to be met. Amen. But you got to come expecting God to move. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you got to be like someone say, "I'm getting mine tonight. If don't nobody else get it, I'm getting mine." Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Bible said, when I come in this place, I felt the Spirit of the Lord. This is a praying house. The Spirit of the Lord is where there's two or three gathered in his name. And see, if we come expecting God to move, to heal my arthritis, to set me free from bondage, if I come expecting God to move, hallelujah. I know you, how many of you know he's going to move?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because there's something about a yearning inside of you. There's something about a cry inside of you. Oh, will you help me? Lord, have mercy. That God hears. And he's here to meet that need. For his children. Amen. Prayer is portable. You know what I'm saying? You can take it everywhere you go. You know, it's a prayer is portable. You can pack it up and take it everywhere you go. Hallelujah. You can take it in the next room. You can take it downtown. You can take it to Walmart. You can take it wherever you want to go. It's portable. Amen. And people don't use prayer. They don't want to use prayer that the hand of God, that's usually the last thing they do, or the last thing when their back is up against the wall, it's the last thing they resort to. And when it should be the first thing, when it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Prayer is the one that's going to move God. Amen. And it's portable. I tell you, if you would take prayer to Brookshire's, to Walmart, to Walgreens, if you take it to Target and all these restaurants, I tell you, God's going to move. Expecting God to move. Amen. Hallelujah. I expect God to move when I see an ambulance running down the street. I expect God to move to heal in Jesus' name. I got a phone call today saying that my little grandbaby wasn't breathing. Hallelujah. It's time to pray. Amen. The moment time I heard heard it, I said, it's time to pray. And as soon as I heard it, I prayed. On the phone, I prayed. As they were telling me, I prayed. Hallelujah. After prayer, y'all know what happened, don't you? The ambulance took her to the hospital, but my son took her back home. Hallelujah. They released her because of prayer. Hallelujah. Some of the children of God get on their knees and talk to God in heaven. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you. In the beginning of the Bible there, it said that he walked with them in the cool of the day because he wanted fellowship. He want to talk with you. He want you to talk to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's what we are seeing, that prayer is portable. You can take it everywhere you go. Amen. Amen. Prayer is personal. Yes, hallelujah. You know you can't run out of prayer. It's something always to pray about. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna exalt prayer. I mean, you ain't gonna use it up. Hallelujah. It's something always to pray about. If it ain't your children, it's the city. If it ain't the city, it's the governor. If it ain't the governor, it's the president. You can't use prayer up. Hallelujah. And so that's why I love to pray, because it's always something that you can pray about and believe God. And if the church will believe God and pray God, you know, it'll move. It'll move those mountains out of the way. Amen. The Bible said prayer and effective. It affects, you know, you when you pray. You know, praying is effective, you know. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. This church that we was talking about in Acts, it was a praying church. It prayed endless for Peter to get out of jail. Amen. It prayed all around the clock with fervent, hot prayers. Amen. And constant prayer was going up for Peter. I tell you, that's what the church is doing. We have a service on the first Sunday. We don't do nothing but pray. Hallelujah. How many of you know we're breaking strongholds in Pine Bluff? We contribute a whole service to nothing but prayer. And hallelujah. And you know, in Camden, we pray. We pray on Tuesday. We pray on every other Monday in the spirit for an hour. And then we pray on Saturday. Hallelujah. And you know, that's not talking about the personal prayer we pray. But I'm just saying that we use prayer pretty good. Hallelujah. Because we have found out that when we pray, things change. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you got a need and you need the thing to change, you put some prayer on it. Hallelujah. Because see, prayer, when you begin to pray to God, something in the supernatural happens. Hallelujah. You know, you may be praying this thing on this earth, but there's a supernatural movement is going to come about. And you don't know that thing that came through prayer begin to leave. It has to go. Amen. It can't stay. Hallelujah. Because you're going through prayer, you're going to put it in motion. And it has to go. Amen. Hallelujah. So this church was praying endlessly, constantly. And prayer was going on around the clock with fervent, hot prayer. This church is praying entirely. The whole church was praying. The whole church. Everybody in the church was praying. Hallelujah. And by them, the whole church was praying. Then the church prayed for one thing. Just one thing they prayed for. And that was what? To see Peter release. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said one can put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah. When we begin to pray and believe God, you know, that Things going to change and move, amen, because God is going to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. I know you may think, but I'm telling you, the church has got to let its expectancy rise up. Hallelujah. Because you see things that are happening, and you know what I'm saying, what's going to be done about it if the church don't pray? Because God has put the local church in the city to change the city. Hallelujah. He's put the church in the family for the family to change things. Amen. He put prayer in our lives to change things around us. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer was knocking at the door. Can y'all say that with me tonight? Prayer was knocking at the door. They weren't praying for a lot of things. They weren't praying for mama's headache or dad to get a new pair of shoes. They were praying for Peter to get out of jail. Hallelujah. And I tell you, they had their mind and their will and their emotion focused on Peter. And what y'all know the story? Supernaturally, angels was dismissed. Smoked Peter and told him to get up. Hallelujah. Shook him, that's right. Hallelujah. You know, Peter was, he didn't have no clothes on because he wasn't going nowhere. He didn't need no clothes on. He in the jail. Hallelujah. He didn't have no clothes on. He had to get up and put on his clothes and get ready to move. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if the church would get up and get ready to move, because the prayer of the righteous avail much. Hallelujah. Get to speaking and calling God's word and talking to the mountains and talking to things in the city and in your family. Things got to move. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope y'all feel this like I do tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited about prayer because that's all I do, you know. Hallelujah. I believe that God sent me here tonight to talk to you about prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Revelation 3:8. It said, I know your work. Talking about Revelation 3:8. It said, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. Can't nobody stop you from praying. Amen. Amen. For you have a little strength. You have kept my word and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I know your works. Do you know the work of God? Do you know the works of God? Hallelujah. For God, it is God that worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. How he gonna work through us? I tell you, you get to praying and God begin to work through us. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray for your brothers, your sister, when you begin to pray for your city, begin to pray, he's working through you. Amen. Working the things his pleasure out of you. Hallelujah. He loved to heal. He loved to deliver. He loved to set free. He's working the work in you. And look at this verse here. It said, in John 9:14, he put an urgency on you and I. It said, I must work the work of him that has sent me while it is day, because when night comes, no one can work. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when the door is closed, you can't work no more? People get lost and families tied up and twisted up and perverted in every kind of way. And we see it and know it. And we say, turn our heads. But God is saying, turn your eyes to the hill for which cometh your help, and call on my name. Hallelujah. That's the work that he's called us to do. You are individual prayer walking and devil counseling out demon casting out person. Amen. Amen. The work of God in our lives. Amen. Amen. He say, you have kept my word. These are three things that this scripture is saying. Not only the work he's noticing, but he said, you have kept my word, praying my word. Amen. For God's word is what? It's quick and it's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. What you going to do with this word? What you going to do with this word? Hallelujah. You can cut some demons to kingdom come. Hallelujah. You can cut up some demons with the word of God. What you going to do with this word? You're going to use this word. You're going to use this word through prayer. You're going to be able to cast them out, some demons, to send them out of the region. Amen. Because we have that authority. Amen. The Bible tells us that the word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing dividing the son of the spirit, the soul, the joints, and the marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hallelujah. So it says, you have little strength. How many of you know the flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing? You can carry this prayer. I know some of you get off from work. I'm guilty of it too. I'm preaching to myself. Hallelujah. You be tired. And you know you need to pray for somebody. Hallelujah. You need to. You know that person got a limp, or that person don't have enough money, or that person. But the Bible tells us that our flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And in Proverbs 24:10, it said, if you faint in the day of adversary, your strength is small. Just when you need to get some strength, you can pray and gain some strength. Amen. The Bible said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And everybody, everywhere in this sanctuary have something to be joyful about, something to shout about. Hallelujah. Because you know it is not bad as you think it is. Amen. And you have not denied my name. You know, a lot of people they get all the things they need, you know, they get this and they get that, and they just in Proverbs 39 it said, least I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or least I be poor and steal or profane and the name of my God. Hallelujah. Let that not be among us. That we get all we need and we forget about prayer. This is a wake-up call to us tonight. Hallelujah. Let's be the church. Let's be the praying church that see things change. Hallelujah. Don't see that little boy that's wavering around and don't have nowhere to go, not looking for a good Christmas or whatever the thing may be. The hope all gone. Pray for him. Amen. Believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Mark 1:32, verse 24, it says, at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city was gathered at the door. You see, they was gathered at the door. And Jesus was meeting their needs, you know, at the door. Hallelujah. You know, there are spirits that's trying to get our mind. You know, the devil, you know, he doesn't stand at a door and knock. He's looking for an open door. But Jesus said, this word is standing at the door and knocking. He said, I want to talk to you. I want to sup with you. I want to tell you some things that you need to know and some things you need to do. Hallelujah. In this life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he healed our sickness. That's why I'm telling you tonight, you need to put your expectancy up so you can be healed tonight. You can be set free tonight. I know there's a need here tonight that everyone has. Hallelujah. Because needs come. Burdens come. If it ain't you, it's your neighbor. If it's not your neighbor, it's your city. If it's not your city, it's somebody. Amen. They're standing in the need of prayer. We learned that in the Baptist church, didn't we? Hallelujah. And Jesus was there. They was at the door. You know, it's something strange about a door. Look at all these doors around here. They are boundaries. You know, you got to enter the door. You got to come in. Amen. Hallelujah. All buildings have doors. Hallelujah. And you know, you can't hardly walk in a building. They won't build a building without a door. Amen. They are there. You're going to have doors. Hallelujah. I remember when Elevator had Lowe's. And my wife and I, we was trying to get to Lowe's to pay a bill. And we had drove, you know, I may have, you know, when, once I saw I was speeding, I go back. I speed a little bit and go back. But, you know, I try to keep it, you know, spiritual. But anyway, we got there. We got there and they locked the door on me. I went up there and I, little door, and I, all that driving, all that, I turned around. I said, well, we can't pay. And my wife was in the car. She said, push the door. I said, it's locked. Push the door. I said, it's locked. She said, push the door. I said, all right. And I went up there and God came there and he opened the door. All right. I had given up. You can't give up, because our God, he's going to break changes. Hallelujah. He's going to break through for us. Amen. I remember Pastor Osteen, he gave this story. He said he was coming back from overseas, and they had closed the door on the plane, on the jet. And he was standing there, and he said, that's my plane. So I'm sorry, sir, you can't get on that plane. That door is locked. He said, I'm getting on that plane. That's my plane. Open that door. He kept on insisting. They had to put him on that plane. See, you got to expect God to move. Amen. Here you are, seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Amen. According to Ephesians. Seated with him to rule and reign in this life. Romans 5:17, 5 and 7. Rule and reign in this life with Jesus Christ. You're not sitting up there just to be sitting. You're sitting there to rule in this life. Amen. To bind up principality. To move things and mountains out of your out of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Build your expectancy in God. Amen. And so God was there to heal. You know, they're saying healing has passed away. A lot of people saying that healing has passed away. You know, God don't heal like he used to. That's what you believe. Hallelujah. But I believe that I can be healed by his stripes. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that I can be made whole by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And it said, then he healed many who were sick and various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Hallelujah. That's what we can walk in. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of time the devil try to intimidate you and saying that you won't make it through this one. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, it's under the blood. It's under the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you can move. I'm trying to tell you who you are tonight and what you can do. Hallelujah. It just takes you to expect God to move in your life. Hallelujah. Any job that you want, God will bring it forth, because if you want the job, God going to bring it forth. Hallelujah. I take cake out of your vocabulary and say God will, and he's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In Matthew 6:19, it said, I have given you the keys. And see, when I saw that vision, I saw that vision in prayer. Those keys, he has given us the keys. And all that glory was behind that door. And all I had to do was take those golden keys and put it into the keyhole. And And unlock all of that, hallelujah, and receive the glory of God. How many of you know what the glory of God is? It's the good things of God. God has stored up good things for his children. Amen. Healing, deliverance, finances, it's in and behind, and we have the keys. The Bible said, behold, I give you keys of the kingdom of heaven. To whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed on earth, and what you loose will be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. And so we have the keys. Amen. The church has the key, and therefore we're going to have to believe God and allow our expectancy to rise up where God is. Amen. Hallelujah. To allow him to use us and to take our lives and pray through us. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he looked for an intercessor. He looked for someone to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Hallelujah. And he found none. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand tonight and say, he found one here. Amen. Hallelujah. When people are sick and people are in the hospital, don't give up on them. I believe God to make a change in their life, to heal them and set them free. Don't take don't lose the advantage of praying and believing God for a turnaround in people's lives. Hallelujah. And we see, stand up on your feet, we see in Acts where Peter, someone was praying for him. And when the church pray, things change.
Amen.
But we got to let it be in our life so much until we believe it and we expect it. I just want to know tonight, you know, the mailman, he just delivered the mail to the address, to the house. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit delivered the mail to the person. Hallelujah tonight. So I just brought the mail to the house. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here tonight know of a need? I want you to fill this altar tonight and become what God said, a praying church. A praying church. Hallelujah. To change some things. Hallelujah. Will you come down here and help me pray tonight to break some things in this city, around this area, in your family? Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said when you receive the word of God, believe the word of God, and it shall come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Does anybody here tonight have a praying need? Lift up your hands right now. That if you know somebody or you have a need yourself, we're going to become the praying church. That God arise. Release your expectancy tonight and say, God, I know the change is coming in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Where are the needs tonight? Where are those needs tonight? I believe that we're getting ready to put them under our feet. Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus come to give us life and life more abundantly. We want to become the praying church. And Lord, we want to become the mountain-moving church. Lord, we declare that the devil is a liar. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still healing. He's still breaking people free. He's still working miracles in our life. Hallelujah. Well, he said that we got to work the work of him that is sent us. Lord, we are doing the work tonight. We're praying tonight for our city, El Dorado, Pine Bluff, and Camden. We're praying for us a move of God, a supernatural move of God. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that the light of your glorious gospel, Lord, will shine through us, God, radiate them through us, oh God, when we walk the streets, Lord, when we go into the shopping malls, when we go into the grocery stores, God, Lord, the light will shine so bright and people will come to that light. And God, I thank you that prayer will come up and bring a change around people's lives, God. Lord, people are tired and pressed down and beaten up, God. But Lord, we know a deliverer would set them free in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we are packing, Lord. Oh, we are housing the Spirit of God in our lives, God. We are not from this citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. And tonight, God, I want you to right now, whatever you're standing here for, just whisper that need to the Lord. Whether it's a neighbor, whether it's you, or whether it's a family member, I'm just telling you the power of prayer. God, you have come tonight to rise our expectancy. Lord, to see you move in the sanctuary where you said should be called by all nations a house of prayer. Father, I thank you that the needs are being met here tonight. Not according to our needs, but according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for those riches behind that golden door. We unlock it right now. Let it come now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord, that you are delivering that daughter, that son. You're delivering, Lord. Oh, that neighbor, Lord, alcohol being bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are God. We trust you. Your need, that need is being met now. I'm just touching and agreeing with you tonight. That need is being met in Jesus' name. I'm just touching and agreeing with you. I tell you, the anointing is here. Hallelujah. The anointing is here. Thank you, Lord. Chains are broken right now. Touching and agreeing right now. In Jesus' name. I agree in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Thank you for this need being met tonight. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I touch and agree tonight. Chains being broken. I touch and agree tonight. Touch and agree tonight. In Jesus' name. I agree with my brother, Lord. The praying church, agree tonight. I agree with my brother tonight. The praying church tonight, agree in Jesus' name. I agree with my brother tonight. It's broken in Jesus' name. It's broken in Jesus' name. The need is met in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is all over you, girl. Jesus. Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Take it all, sister. That's what you came for tonight. Right there. Hallelujah. Oh, touch her, make a hole. In Jesus' name. So oh, thank you, Lord. Met in Jesus' name. Met, touch and agree in Jesus' name. Touch and agree in Jesus' name. Oh, we touch and agree in Jesus' name. We touching and agreeing in Jesus' name. Oh, the preacher's praying right now. Touch and agree in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we touch and agree right now. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We touch and agree with our brother tonight. In Jesus' name, be done. Touch and agree right now. Oh, Lord, it's in your heart. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. God, see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for Jeff. Oh, it's met. And thank you for Tisha. God, it's met in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe God is moving supernaturally now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He is met in Jesus' name. It's a holy time. Hallelujah. Angels are on assignment tonight. Things are moving out of the way in Jesus' name. If you brought your expectancy here tonight, hallelujah, God is not going to disappoint you right now in Jesus' name. If you put something on your heart and on your mind, oh, hallelujah, God saw that. We touched and agreed tonight. We are the praying church, hallelujah. Mountains have to move in Jesus' name. Oh, come on, give God praise. Oh, it's not about a show. It's not about me. It's about Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Come on, give me one more praise. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We are your children, God. And we thank you for what you're doing here tonight in our lives, in our family, in our city, God. The burdens have been rolled away tonight because we are a praying church. And we believe your word and we receive it in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. I receive it. The answer in Jesus' name. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for praying with me tonight. Hallelujah.